Paul, if you can start off, I guess, just your thoughts on Patrick being named to the All-Star game.
Well, what a great honor for such a young man. And he's earned it. Such an exciting player to watch. Certainly a three-on-three format would be fun to have him in it. We're hopeful he can go. And very probably won't be his last.
What do you think that can do for such a young guy getting his first taste of everything, and he's going to be around the league's elite for a weekend?
I have a sense about Patty that his life has been a little bit like this, right? So this isn't coming out of nowhere and all of a sudden he finds himself in an NHL All-Star game. He's been in that kind of platform and podium, rather, and been on that stage for an awfully long time, and possibly he would have expected something like that fairly soon. But it is, you know, I go back to that quote that he had at the very start of the year. His goal was to make the team, and I believe he felt that. But he certainly has also confidence that he could be a great player. So he's got some humility in this package of talent. And I think because of that, he's driven to get to be a better player. Maybe the most frustrating thing about the injury is the 4 or 5 games leading into it, that line, and he especially... His game was made such huge improvements since the start of the year in terms of learning the NHL game. But hopefully he'll be back soon and continue on from there.
Paul, the day that the Jets draft Patrick Laine, you knew you were getting a special player, but is he even better than what you might have been dreaming about?
I haven't seen a shot like that. I haven't seen a guy score goals like that on the ice and in practice and in games. So, you know you're going to get a good player, but we all through it, through all of the first, second, third overall picks, you really don't know. We all think on that day we're getting a great player, and then the NHL gets in the way, and there's good players on the other team, and you never know where a player is going to go. So we were especially surprised at his talent level. And sitting today, looking back at the block of games, really, really pleased at the progress in his game, the interest in getting better and watching video. So he's a guy that you know, wants to be great, wants to put the time in to be great. And because of his talent, and certainly we've seen it here, he is great.
With so much spotlight on Laine, both on and off the ice, does it serve your team to see Shifu flying a little bit over the radar?
For sure, and has for a while maybe here. He was a late addition to that North American team, and I was surprised by that because he had been such a good player for us. And at center ice, there's more weight to his game. We need so much more out of him, and he's delivering that. And playing, you know, so Mark really got a bit of a spotlight last year when Brian Little went down. He went with Ehlers and Wheeler, and they were, I think, statistically maybe the best line in hockey or very close to it for a long stretch of time. And now, and then he changes and he plays with Nick Ehlers and Patty Laine, and there's a lot of good offense there, right? They create things, but there's a lot of other things that he has to deal with as the center iceman in terms of the center plays off other people too and has to figure out when to jump into the play and when to take your chances. And Mark wants to do that. He has the skill to create offense, but you have to be responsible as a centerman. So there's a lot more reads that he's had to make. It's been great growth for him too. And he's been a critical piece to our game.
Paul, Patrick got the invitation for the All-Star game, but would you say that his line mates, Scheifele and Ehlers, would have been pretty deserving recipients as well?
Absolutely. And statistically, for sure, they're right there. And the other name up front would be Blake Wheeler, and that would be harder for people to watch. But we are in a block of games with 7 guys out of our lineup, and he's playing with Nick Batan at center and Kyle Connor on the left wing, and we're on the road, and we're trying to win games. And then we played him twice at center ice in Chicago and in St. Louis. We win both those games. So in terms of value for us surviving that very, very difficult stretch, he maybe have been the most important forward that we had.
For Connor Hellebuck, he's been playing pretty well lately, and tomorrow there's a chance he's going to go up against Carey Price, maybe the best goalie in the world. What does that do for him to face somebody like that?
Connor is just like Patrick and Josh Morrissey and all these other guys. He's in a lot of ways a rookie in this league, and he's going to have some ups and downs, and we didn't have a lot of support in front of him for the first 30 games. We just didn't have a lot of the personnel or the rest to be good in front of him. And so if there were inconsistencies in his game, it was probably very consistent with what our team was going through. And we got off that stretch, we got a little bit healthier, and other than one, and more importantly, talk about the good games, he's played very, very well. And now he looks more relaxed and comfortable in the net. We get some practice time that helps him stay a little bit sharper. And so his confidence grows a little bit. So as with all, I mean, our whole theme of our hockey team in a lot of ways is these guys here is the development phase. And we're starting to see Connor look more comfortable, have more time in the net. So all those things that we're applying to him and saying he's getting better, we can do with the other kids, right? And we need to be aware sometimes with Connor that he is young and he is just going through what Patrick and Josh and all, and then Nick Ehlers and all these guys are going through. They're learning their game. What I think we've learned to like most is when he's had a tough night, he's been able to come back and be a real good goaltender the next night. It's a great mental sign for a goaltender that we're, you know, trying to develop into that number one guy.
Paul, Connor just talked to us about sort of not regaining his confidence, but getting his confidence level up lately.
Right.
How do you see how he's managed that, and is he still sort of learning
for sure
the number one job on the fly here?
Oh, for sure. The ability to cut a tough game off and come back and play. So we've seen that in his game. And then for all of these guys, develop a routine, right? So the wear and tear is different here, right, on your body. The mental strain of being a number one guy is different. So, but you still have to work, and he still has to grow and spend time in the net and practice hard and do those things. So for those guys, developing a routine, how to prepare for a morning skate, how to prepare for a game, how to handle a tough loss, how to handle a tough goal. Those are all things that these guys develop through, and I think he's doing well.
Is the toughest thing for him learning to overcome a bad game?
I think it's the toughest thing for a goaltender, and I think especially a young goaltender for sure, and I think he's shown statistically he's been pretty darn good after nights that things didn't go his way.
Challenge of dealing with injuries for your team. In that sense, are you impressed with the way the Canadians are playing without Galchenyuk, Markov, Shaw, and the list goes?
It's a real difficult thing to do. There's a real also side benefit. I think Montreal would see that too. You're going to get opportunity for players. And we say that all the time. It's an opportunity for somebody, right? That's our cliche. But it's time for somebody. And just about every fifth line guy thinks he's a fourth or third, so there's a real chance then for these guys to come in and show the depth of your organization. But in our case, it was really important. You know, Nick Batan got his chance to play with Wheeler and Kyle Connor for a stretch of games. We may not expect then Nick at his age to be able to carry that through the whole year, but now he's shown he can do it for a while, and we want to try to build that. So it's a great opportunity for all those guys. And maybe more importantly, as the year goes on, we're all going to go back through that injury cycle again. When it's not the first time it happens to you, your team is a lot more relaxed going into those games. You know, they've been through it, they've survived it, they've played good hockey with key people out of their lineup. It's a real confidence boost for your room.
I just came back from Montreal. People there are just absolutely gushing about Alexander Radulov. I'm wondering if your time in the K gives you any perspective or maybe shapes your opinion of how you think he's evolved as a hockey player.
The evolution, I don't know. He was on the other side, so we saw him. There's a bunch of guys over there, and I certainly appreciate their desire to play in their home country, but you're going, why aren't these guys playing in the NHL? There's a handful of high-end players. He's one of them, you know, and he had the desire to come back and the passion for the game. I think in a lot of ways that's the perfect place to go back and play in one of those markets where every shift is monitored, tracked, and discussed at length. And that real passion for the game, it gives you a reason to maybe leave your home country and you want to play in Russia. And I get that, right, that they're very passionate people about their country. Come to Montreal, the pressure's on every day, it drives you every day. He's a wildly talented man, big, powerful, strong skate with really good hands, good vision. Most of those guys, you know, they play hard over there. They're just better than everybody else, and it's obvious that they're better than everybody else. And if you're lucky, you know, we had Malkin for a little while. We had a bit of a counterbalance. They'd play against each other. They have a whole lot of fun playing against each other. But they're great players here, and some of them are elite players here. But when they play in the KHL, I don't know that they have that. It's not the same kind of competition for them. And here they're driven by that competition.
The other day you mentioned regarding the McCabe hit on Laine that it was clean and legal, but we could also make an argument that it was unnecessary. Do you see maybe a debate, the possibility of a debate in the NHL for maybe limiting the number of open ice hits in the neutral zone, and maybe so that it would protect the players and maybe accelerate the game even more?
No. I watched that. I've had the opportunity to watch that hit about 8,000 times a day. I don't know if you know, but our pregame was just that, right? And they just looped it. And if you look at that hit as many times as I have, it wasn't that hard a hit. Their heads hit, and that was the problem. Like the actual force of collision, if their heads were, you know, on a different plane, they'd have bumped bellies and they'd have both gone down, and we wouldn't have thought too much about it. I didn't think. No, I think a real great part of this game is what these players can do in the context of that hit being possible. It's part of what makes the game great. I don't like it was my guy at all. I think that you can allow that hit to live in our game, but the next one that comes up where it's a shoulder that drives into the head or the feet come off the ice, you can give that guy 20 games for me. Of course, I'm going to argue against it if it happens to us, right? But I think there is a difference, and it's a great, great part of the game. And I don't think there was any malicious. I just think it was a bad accident. It was a potentially good, solid, open ice hit. And because, I mean, he's got a split on his face, and his face was out to here right after the hit, it was a bad result. But I really didn't feel it was that bad till he hit the ice, right? And then, unfortunately, you get to watch it 1,000 times. It's gotten less worse instead of more egregious as I've watched it.